Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The city of Soldotna is accepting applications for the mini-grant program from now until August 15th. The purpose of the mini-grant program is to recognize the valued contributions being provided through the volunteer efforts of community organizations and agencies on behalf of the community. This is the first of two grant cycles opened annually by the city. The mini-grant program offers $1,000 to a nonprofit organization or agency that acts on behalf of the community. Last year, the Greater Kenai Soldotna Imagination Library and the Harvest Moon Local Food Festival each received one of the $1,000 awards. The mini-grant program was established to provide funding to a wide range of civic programs, services, and events to contribute to the cultural and economic environment and or health and welfare and overall quality of life for the community and residents of Soldotna.
It's a great little program for small groups that need some funding. The maximum is $1,000. It's done quarterly. It's usually to a nonprofit, somebody who's doing something in the community, like some of the grants that have gone out to people that are just starting a new business and needed a little extra help.
That was Soldotna Mayor Paul Whitney. The mayor and council members will rank the applications to determine which applicants will receive the funding. The search has been suspended for a small airplane with three people aboard that went missing over southeast Alaska last weekend. The decision to suspend is never easy, said Lieutenant Matt Naylor, the search mission coordinator, in a social media post on X Monday morning. Pilot Samuel Wright of Haynes flew the single-propeller 1948 Beechcraft Bonanza to Juneau on Saturday and left that evening after picking up passengers Hans Munich and Tanya Hutchins, Coast Guard spokesperson Lieutenant Commander Mike Salerno told the Anchorage Daily News. The plane was headed to Yakutat, about 275 miles northwest of Juneau, where Munich and Hutchins live. However, a friend tracking the plane online said the radar stopped near Mount Krillin in Glacier Bay National Park and Preserve, about 100 miles west of Juneau. A search that began Saturday included a Coast Guard helicopter, plane, and boat crews. Weather conditions were generally poor with fog, rain, and gusty winds when the plane was last tracked, Salerno said. The city of Kenai's recently installed fire chief, Jay Teague, didn't just wrap up his first week of a new job on Monday. He and his wife wrapped up their first week of a lifelong dream, moving to Alaska. It's a sentiment familiar to many Alaskans who checked the last frontier off their bucket list after sojourning north. But for Chief Teague, it's also a chance to serve the public by getting back to a job he loves.
I really wanted to get back into the fire service. You know, I've got another probably good 10, 15 years that I want to devote to emergency services, and I wanted to be back in a fire organization.
Teague brings a wealth of experience to the position, including 5 years as a director of emergency management in Colorado and 24 years as a flight medic and firefighter for the Department of Defense. The job opening with the city of Kenai, though, provided the new chief with a chance to get back to his firefighting roots and see the realization of his and his wife's lifelong dream of living in Alaska.
Been wanting to get back to fire, but specifically to Alaska. My wife and I have been dreaming and trying to get here since we were teenagers.
As an emergency management director, Chief Teague oversaw 8 fire departments, 2 ambulance districts, 2 city police departments, a sheriff department, 2 school districts, and a regional hospital. To the untrained eye, this new environment may seem like a retirement by comparison, but that's not how Teague sees his role with the Kenai Fire Department.
It's just a different way. I mean, the workload will be the same, but I'm more focused. I think it's more focused on quality than quantity.
Teague's predecessor, Tony Pryor, retired in April after 27 years as the chief of the Kenai Fire Department. More on this story at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.